I have you loud and clear.
Hello.
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 Welcome. Science.
And that is to say,
physics,
medicine,
nature,
or
space,
time,
the brain,
life,
the universe.
This week we're celebrating the 12 scientific days of Christmas.
From people who go swimming in frozen lakes to whether the booze can kill the bugs in your eggnog. I'm Chris Smith.
And I'm Greg Jackson, and this is the Naked Scientists Christmas Special.
The Naked Scientists podcast is powered by ukfast.co.uk.
Now, with us this week are biochemist James Bowers. So, James, what's the best gift you've ever had for Christmas?
The best present, it's a little bit kind of like, it's a little bit obvious maybe, and a little bit kind of cliche, but I was living abroad for quite a few years, and the best Christmas present I got was somebody actually bought me a plane flight home to be home for Christmas.
Obviously wanted to see
it was
you.
Actually like, yeah, it was the nicest thing, and it really made my year. So.
What a lovely present. Wish I got presents like that. Eleanor Drinkwater's a bird expert, so he's had a wonderful experience. Have you got any bad ones to tell us about?
Well, actually, at home I have a Cocker Spaniel, and I'd say probably the worst present came from her, in that she
On
has,
the kitchen floor?
No, not quite. She has a real love for finding half-rotted seabirds and presenting to them to me with much love. But unfortunately, I don't quite share her enthusiasm for rotten birds.
Oh dear, so you got a rotten bird for Christmas?
Yeah, it was very unfortunate.
Good job it wasn't a turkey.
No, not the turkey.
Hugh Hunt is an engineer at Cambridge University. Any Christmas disasters to impart?
Well, I seem to specialise in Christmas disasters, but putting a 4-litre wine box in the microwave oven to make mulled wine, and of course that... that metalised plastic bladder shrunk to nothing in a couple of seconds. And I could see the wine behind the door of the microwave. I shouldn't have opened the door as quickly as I did. Because,
and?
Well, it was...
It wasn't pretty.
It wasn't pretty.
Did it taste
good,
though?
We should have just got straws and slurped up the wine off the kitchen floor.
We would have done in our house. Thank you, Hugh. Also, Amy Thomas is with us from Imperial College London. You're a psychologist. What about you? Any Christmas stories?
Yeah. My brother, for weeks and weeks last year, picked up this present he was going to give me. It was going to be the best present. It was a huge box, wrapped up, everything. I was super excited. Open it up, and he's put an old shoe inside a box for me.
Why?
So. It's a running joke in our family, but every year it fools me, every year.
Have you ever done that thing where you wrap up something tiny, but you put it in a huge box, and then you put a slightly smaller box inside the big box, and you think someone thinks they're going to get a massive present? Because there must be a psychology to that, Amy.
Yeah.
Presumably you think you're getting something enormous, and in fact it's not that special.
You get really disappointed, surprisingly, every time. You're super disappointed.
Also with us is physicist Alan Calvert. Have you had any Christmas catastrophes, Alan?
Well, I've got enough grandchildren that we usually spend at least one day in A&E every Christmas. But the best one so far, 2 years ago, my partner was actually bitten by a black widow spider.
And this Not is in the, Cambridge?
Yes, this is the first and only recorded black widow spider bite in Cambridge.
How?
Oh, we brought some
Where did you get it? Where did you buy it?
We brought it specially from the USA. We'd had some stuff in storage for a couple of years, and it just arrived with this extra passenger.
Oh, my goodness. And was your partner okay?
Oh, yes, eventually.
So where did it bite her?
On the thumb, as she was unpacking books.
Oh, my goodness. And what was it like?
I don't mean
the spider, I mean the effect on the...
We never actually saw the spider. We managed to identify the bite from the shape and the way that her thumb swelled up.
Oh, my goodness. Greya, can you beat that? Probably
no,
not.
I can't. I'm actually kind of worried that this spider is running around your house still. No, actually, in the Jackson household, we have disaster after disaster every year. And our favourite story is the year when all my cousins and aunties and uncles came over from the States, and we were all arguing about who was going to cook this massive turkey. There's about 30 of us when we all get together. Anyway, my uncle Glasses, he won it out. He was going to cook it, and he slathered it all in marmalade, put it in at 1 o'clock on Christmas Eve, 1 a.m. that is. We all woke up in the night, went, oh, it smells like burnt marmalade. Went back to sleep. Anyway, we come downstairs, and this turkey is not just burnt. It's collapsed. There's nothing. There's not even bones. It's completely gone. So that year,
what temperature did you cook it at?
It was in an Aga, and none of us have an Aga, so that's probably got something to do with it as well.
Oh, my goodness.
But we just had Brussels sprouts and vegetables that year. I mean, it was a great talking point in the family, to be honest. And the following year, we lost all power, so that was another great Christmas.
So you had cold Brussels sprouts.
Yeah, and no running water, actually, which was not too great either.